Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's June-July 2026 edition on page 86, entitled National Interest. Is Pet Insurance Worth It? By TheAtlantic.com. Pet owners know that those licks and cuddles don't come cheap. The ASPCA puts annual routine wellness visits to veterinarians at $225 for dogs and $160 for cats. That's not including medical emergencies or illnesses, which can run into the thousands. Because many people can't afford such bills, it begs the question, is pet insurance worth it? For most people, yes, says MarketWatch. More than 82% of customers we surveyed say having pet insurance is worth it, reports the financial news website. But insurance can feel like a crapshoot. So before you insure Muffy, here are things that can affect the cost. Annual limit. This is the maximum your insurer will reimburse in a policy year. Lower annual limits cost less up front, but if there's an emergency, you can go above the limit. You'll pay out of pocket. Deductible. The amount you pay before coverage kicks in. The higher the deductible, the less you pay monthly. It also means you pay more per claim. Reimbursement rate. The percentage of covered costs insurance pay after you meet your deductible. A lower rate means you'll have lower monthly premiums and higher costs for care. A higher rate means you'll pay more monthly, but less for care. Pet breeds. Because some breeds, especially purebreds, are predisposed to certain illnesses, their owners tend to pay more for pet insurance. Pet age. Most insurers raise their monthly fee as the pet ages. Pre-existing conditions. Most insurers do not cover pre-existing conditions. If it isn't covered, chances are it will cost you. Where you live. Some states are cheaper than others. For instance, pet owners in West Virginia tend to pay less for insurance than their counterparts in Massachusetts. Big Vet, in Leslie's view, helped fuel an increase in expensive services. The same medical progress that has helped humans beat back once fatal diseases is doing the same for cats and dogs, extending their lifespans to record lengths. But only if you have the money to pay for it. Some pets, like Katie Lou's Buster, receive one expensive test or treatment after another, sometimes helpful, sometimes not. Other equally loved pets may go without basic care altogether, or even fall victim to what the industry calls economic euthanasia, where pets are put down because their owners can't afford their veterinary bills. Pet insurance, widely promoted by the industry, is unlikely to help much. Uptake rates are in the low single digits, a result of relatively high costs and often limited benefits. The American Veterinary Medical Association's tracker shows that veterinary visits and purchases of heartworm and flea and tick medications went down last year compared with 2024, even as practices' revenues went up, suggesting that some owners are having trouble affording routine preventative care. The market researcher Packaged Facts found that more than a third of pet owners say that they would take their animal to the veterinarian more if it were less expensive. The truth is that pets have never received all the care they needed, and the wealthy pet owners have always had access to more care. But the emergence of Big Vet and the injection of cutthroat incentives into a traditionally idealistic local industry threaten to make these problems far worse. It portends a future in which some pet owners get shaken down, their love for their pets exploited financially, while others must forego even basic care for their pets. I don't think Katie or any of us who loved all other animals would approve. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a peaceful week.